This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, September 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. A lot of variation in farm income forecast. Trump touts Kennedy priority and FDA traceability requirements. Farm income forecast mask big variation. The farm economy is in much better shape than feared at the beginning of the year. That's according to the USDA's revised farm income forecast. USDA now estimates that net farm income will decline by 7% and remain above the 20-year historical average. Back in February, USDA had projected net farm income would plummet by nearly 26%. The rosier forecast masked tremendous variations between sectors. Unexpected gains in the livestock and poultry sectors are helping offset huge drop in sales across major row crops, including corn, soybeans, cotton, and wheat. USDA also says total production expenses will be down this year, driven by lower costs for feed, fertilizer, and pesticides. Farm income politics. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack noted in a statement that the new forecast indicates farm income will have beaten the 20-year average for four straight years. Those 4 years happened to coincide with the Biden administration. For the prior 4 years, net farm income was consistently at or below that historic average, even before the COVID-19 pandemic, Vilsack said. But the American Farm Bureau Federation notes in an analysis of the new forecast that net farm income will still be down 57% from the record set in 2022. USDA's 2024 farm income forecast paints a grim picture for American agriculture. While livestock producers may see modest gains, the outlook for many crop farmers is increasingly uncertain, with global supply and demand imbalances weighing heavily on prices, the AFBF analysis says. Trump touts Kennedy in New York City economic address. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who suspended his campaign 2 weeks ago and endorsed Donald Trump, clearly having some degree of influence on the GOP presidential candidate, who addressed the Economic Club of New York yesterday about his, quote, America First economic plan, which relies heavily on tariffs. In the middle of a speech about how he plans to grow the economy, including the creation of a sovereign wealth fund, the former president and GOP candidate said his administration would invest in, quote, new and modern agriculture techniques to produce high-quality, healthy foods. Trump went on to praise Kennedy. He's very much into helping people, Trump said. That was not easy for Kennedy to be endorsing a Republican. That was not easy, but these are not Democrats, he said, apparently pivoting to the opposite ticket of Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. These are radical left lunatics, and you can't let them run your country. Kennedy, who has a history of making controversial statements, including misleading or false scientific claims, has been sharply critical of federal agencies, including USDA and FDA, saying they are captured by industry. He also doesn't like GMOs. In a post on X yesterday, Kennedy decried USDA's recent approval of drought-tolerant genetically engineered wheat, which still must clear other hurdles before it can be commercialized in the U.S. Will we lose foreign markets and risk our health yet again? Let's make America healthy again. Increasing GMO foods is going in the wrong direction, Kennedy said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Biden hails rural investments in Wisconsin visit. President Joe Biden yesterday visited Westby, Wisconsin to tout $7.3 billion in newly announced funding for rural electric co-ops. You're the backbone of our country. You deserve the same resources as folks in our cities, our suburbs, Biden told rural Wisconsinites in a speech. He made reference to other rural policies rolled out during his administration, like $42.45 billion in broadband infrastructure funding and fertilizer production investments. Biden also used the swing state event to stump for Harrison Waltz. "She fought like hell for all of you," he said. He said of Waltz, "I think the guy's going places." FDA, Reagan-Udall Foundation to discuss feedback on traceability rule implementation. FDA will host a public meeting next month with the Reagan-Udall Foundation to recap stakeholder roundtable discussions of its traceability rule. The traceability rule, a key element of the Food Safety Modernization Act, requires the supply chain to collect additional records to better assist FDA with identifying and removing potentially harmful foods. The compliance date for this rule is January 20, 2026. To better understand some of the remaining challenges within the supply chain, FDA and the foundation held three invitation-only roundtable meetings with stakeholders. The foundation published a summary of some of the discussions, but will expand on these themes during a public meeting October 7. Together, these activities will help to inform what additional steps the FDA can take to support implementation of this important regulation. Jim Jones, FDA Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods, writes in an update announcing the meeting. The foundation summary details residual confusion and a lack of awareness about the rule, particularly among non-chain restaurants and smaller suppliers. Additionally, participants suggested FDA stagger the implementation schedule and expand pilot testing in the rule. FMI, the Food Industry Association, which represents major supermarket chains, said the report demonstrates the need for more time and flexibility to comply with the rule. "We ask FDA to take this information into account to provide more time for compliance and work to participate in data retrieval pilot projects to ensure that implementation will provide meaningful value to FDA without unnecessarily driving up costs or negatively impacting product availability," the group says. Here's today's final word. It's going to be a dogfight, and the ag community is going to need to come prepared, smart, and strategic. That invariants Ann McMillan on expiring provisions in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and the battle ahead in Congress should Harris win the White House. You can learn more about the 2024 presidential and congressional campaigns in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, available at AgriPulse.com later today. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, September 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.